Phoenix Audio presents
The Cat Who Blew the Whistle by Lillian Jackson Braun, narrated by George Guidel. Floyd Trevelyan's historic steam locomotive is the newest attraction in Moose County, but the excitement is eclipsed by shock when Floyd disappears, along with millions of investors' dollars. Puzzled and suspicious, Quill must hammer out a connection between the missing millionaire and a recent murder at a nearby railroad tavern. And now, The Cat Who Blew the Whistle.
Chapter 1. The engineer clanged the bell. The whistle blew two shrill blasts, and the old steam locomotive, the celebrated engine number 9, huff, puff, puffed away from the station platform, pulling passenger cars. She was a black giant, with 6 huge driving wheels, propelled by the relentless thrust of piston rods. The engineer leaned from his cab with his left hand on the throttle and his eyes upon the rails. The fireman shoveled coal into the firebox. Black cinders spewed from the funnel-shaped smokestack. It was a scene from the past. Yet this was a Sunday afternoon in the high-tech present. 36 prominent residents of Moose County had converged on the railway station in Sawdust City to pay $500 a ticket for a ride behind old number 9. It was the first run of the historic engine since being salvaged and overhauled, and the ticket purchase included a champagne dinner in a restored dining car, plus a generous tax-deductible donation to the scholarship fund of the new community college. When the brass bell clanged, a stern-faced conductor with a bellowing voice paced the platform announcing, "Train..."